Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 6th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared this message on a beautiful Monday morning here in rural South Central Pennsylvania. And our goal, as it is each weekday morning, is to encourage believers and followers of Christ. Today's message is titled, Stand Up for Jesus. The scripture text is Ephesians 6, verse 13.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand.
Reverend Dudley A. Ting was a dedicated young minister of the gospel who served our Lord in the mid-1800s. He had a well-respected ministry among fellow pastors of various denominational backgrounds who detected his earnest walk with Christ. In fact, he was instrumental in a revival that swept Philadelphia and the Northeast in 1857.
Every generation deals with the mysteries of God's providence, that is, why God allows certain things to happen. On Tuesday, April 13, 1858, Reverend Ting went from the study of his country home to the barn floor, where a mule was at work treading a machine for shelling corn. As he patted the animal on the neck, a loose sleeve became caught in the cogs of the wheel, wrenching and lacerating his arm from the neck down in a dreadful manner. Amputation, performed on the Saturday following, did no more than postpone the end.
It being perceived that he was dying, he was asked if he had any messages to send, among others, to the band of clergymen so devoted to him in the work. When able to rouse himself sufficiently, he responded with a short message, beginning with the words, "Tell them, let us all stand up for Jesus." Reverend Ting died on Monday, April 19, 1858.
As a result of this challenge, a fellow laborer in Christ, George Duffield, wrote the beloved hymn, stand up for Jesus, which many of us continue to sing in our churches today. And actually, yesterday we closed our service with this hymn.
Well, standing up for Jesus is also a biblical challenge. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul urges Christ's followers to, quote, put on the full armor of God, end quote. Putting on the full armor of God is a daily exercise for believers in every generation. It's never optional for the Christian who desires to be effective in the Christian witness and to live in victory.
Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes. Well, we all face the day of evil, and in so many ways it seems that our young people face degrees of evil that Stevens and my generation was never exposed to. We read an article about the extent of sexual perversion that is actually being taught and affirmed as good in schools. And of course, this evil is spreading. Godly parents, students, and ministers who seek to take a stand against it are reviled by the powers that be.
For many years, I've been intrigued by the final phrase in a daily text, quote, "You may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand," end quote. Paul's repetition of "to stand" in this text is added, it seems, for emphasis. We must, by God's grace and the appropriation of His appointed armor, keep standing in the midst of the evil and adversity we will most certainly encounter. Today we pray for each one of you, however old or young you are, or wherever you may live, to have a holy boldness in appropriately expressing your faith. I find depth in the wisdom in the saying, "Those who stand for nothing will fall for anything." Indeed, let us all courageously stand up for Jesus.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I want to be vigilant in equipping myself today as I battle the spiritual forces of evil. Though I wage war in this present and evil generation, I have a bodyguard in the presence of the Holy Spirit, who gives me power over the enemy of my soul. Today, I stand against the devil's schemes because I take on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As I prayerfully take on this spiritual armor, I am fully equipped with the necessary provisions to overcome discouragement and defeat. Instead, I am a conqueror who stands triumphant by your grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our Monday Daily Encouragement for Monday, July 6, 2009. We do have a number of additional resources, including a beautiful hymn version of the song Stand Up for Jesus on our site today. Have a couple of photos that I took in the last, well, actually just yesterday, one of the beautiful garden scene about 5-6 miles from her home, as well as a beautiful sunset photo, although the sun had already set. If you're curious, there's also a photo of both Pastor Ting and George Duffield, who wrote the great hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Monday, July 6, 2009. Blessings to each one of our listeners, and once again, the challenge this day, stand up for Jesus.